In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So, I was working on the church YouTube page, organizing our archives of live stream services that we've done. You know, the kind of tedious stuff, getting that all organized. We've compiled a lot since the pandemic. And I don't know if you use the YouTube yourself, but it comes with a feature where after tracking what you tend to watch, then it says recommended for you. And then it'll have a row of videos that it recommends for you based on the information on you that it's gathered. Creepy or convenient, depends, I suppose, on your perspective. So I was working on church videos, which is, of course, I said tedious, and I noticed under recommended for you a video called Useless Machines. I kid you not, it literally said, recommended for you, useless machines. My first thought was, what's it trying to tell me? So after I overcame my hurt feelings, I took the bait and clicked on the video. And right there was a video of a useless machine. The machine was a box with levers on top, little metal levers. And when you switch any one of the levers, this little mechanical finger pops up and flips the lever back to its original position over and over and over. That's all it does. It is indeed a useless machine. I mean, aside from being briefly entertaining, it is utterly useless. And then I thought about it. Someone took the time to think up, to design, to engineer, to acquire parts, to build, and to film this thing, not to mention that there's a bit of a waste of electricity once you plug it in. Hours, maybe even days, maybe weeks of effort and energy to create a machine that does absolutely nothing, that is in fact useless. And I thought to myself, there's 10 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back. And then I read today's gospel passage and it all clicked. The useless machine recommended for me was an icon of many moments in my life. It's a spiritual warning. The useless machine creator, I realized, is a prophet, warning me against being a useless machine. See, it all clicked when I read the part in the gospel reading where Jesus, after he finishes preaching, tells Peter, launch out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch. And then Peter utters those words of the useless machine. Master, we've already worked all night and caught nothing. We worked all night and got nothing. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like you work, you pray, you stress, you plan, you expend all kinds of physical and emotional and mental and spiritual energy, and then when all is said and done, you got absolutely nothing to show for it? Like Peter, we work all night and we caught nothing. So what was Peter's problem? And I think if we solve Peter's problem, we might solve our own. Peter's problem is not that what he was doing was bad. Fishing was his business. Sometimes when we find ourselves just spinning our wheels, it's not necessarily that what we're doing is bad. We might be doing something perfectly fine. The problem is it's no better than fine. Our problem might be first that we're trying our own ideas and our own efforts without any reference to what God is actually asking of us. It's all what we want to do. When we try to accomplish what we want with our own efforts, the best we're going to get is idle results. I mean, the accomplishments in this life that are worthy of your baptism are not idle, and they don't come out of ourselves. The accomplishments in this life worthy of our baptism come when we immerse ourselves in the life of Jesus Christ, in the life he's calling us to. But it might not just be that we're relying on our own efforts. The second problem is that we tend to think too small. We tend to think too small. Our vision is like down here. Our vision is down here when Christ's vision for us is up here. Peter, when he worked all night and caught nothing, it was an idle waste of energy. Not bad, just idle. His first problem was that it was his own efforts and his own will. But his second problem was thinking too small. What was Peter trying to do? He was trying to catch fish. Well, for Christ, that's down here. Catching fish is down there. For Christ, for Jesus Christ, fishing is a sign of the conversion of the world. For Jesus Christ, it was about gathering the wounded and gathering the lost and gathering the hurting into the net of salvation, into the net of healing, into the net of eternal life. For Christ, that's what fishing means. Peter's problem was that he had not put God first and he was thinking fish. His work had become ordinary and therefore idle. Lots of energy spent and nothing to show for it. Now, in the church, it's not enough to have a place for God in your life. Sometimes people say, you know, I need to get God in my life. I need to make sure I have room for God in my life. In the church, that's not what we're about. It's about placing our whole being into God's life. It's about placing our whole being into the life of Jesus Christ in the power and breath of the Holy Spirit. I mean, you see the difference? Having a place for God in my life, that's small. I'm fitting God into this small space that I've made room for. Putting myself into God's life, that's big. That's big. Someone once walked by a couple of bricklayers. She asked the first one, "What you doing?" And he said, "What's it look like?" "I'm laying bricks." She asked the second one, "What you doing?" He answered, "Ah, I'm building a cathedral in which God will be glorified for centuries." You see the difference. You see the difference. It's the same exact work, but only one of the bricklayers had immersed his work in the glory of God. Sherry Ketz said something similar this past Tuesday at Adult Ed. It's not just building cathedrals. She said when, for example, she goes to the store, she tries to not just see the cashier or the other customers as just functionaries in an ordinary task, but tries to remember the image of God in each one. And suddenly an ordinary task of shopping becomes the encounter with the divine in somebody else. It's all in a change of perspective, in immersing ourselves, immersing in this case a shopping trip in the life of Jesus Christ, raises it from down here to up here, from ordinary to extraordinary, dare I say from idle to eternal, from nearly useless to building the kingdom, and not only for oneself, but for another person. And that can happen in every task and in every encounter when we put God first. Peter's problem was not that fishing all night was bad. It's that fishing all night for him was idle. It was thinking too small and using only his own efforts. When for Christ, fishing was an icon of the salvation of humanity. And maybe for me, when that YouTube said, "Recommended for you, useless machines," it was playing the role of prophet. And not just for me, but through this sermon, maybe for all of us, stop tediously organizing a YouTube page and start providing beautiful liturgical services during a pandemic. Stop just fishing and start bringing life to the world. Stop just shopping and start encountering the image of God in everyone. Or in other words, stop thinking small, start thinking big. Stop with just our own efforts and start with immersing our life in Jesus Christ. Stop just laying bricks and start building a cathedral. Amen.